In this video, we are going to talk about how to configure Microsoft Peering for your ExpressRoute circuit. As recap, before you proceed further, it is advisable to review the video on how to create an ExpressRoute circuit. If you are following along, please have your ExpressRoute circuit provisioned by your connectivity provider. Locate your circuit by viewing all the resources in your subscription. You will be able to see the properties of your ExpressRoute circuit when you select your circuit. In this particular case, we have an ExpressRoute circuit that's called ER-DEMO-CKT-SV. It is in the U.S. West region within the Express Demo Resource Group, and it's provisioned through Equinox Silicon Valley. It is a 200 megabits per second circuit. You will have to copy the service key from the service management portal and pass it on to your connectivity provider to have it provisioned. You can either send it through email, phone, or through a portal that your connectivity provider offers to have it provisioned. Once you've completed the provisioning process, the ExpressRoute circuit will be in a provisioned state. This is a prerequisite before continuing with the provisioning process. Once you have your ExpressRoute circuit provisioned, you can start configuring the peerings that you are interested in. Let's talk about Microsoft Peering. Microsoft Peering enables connectivity to Microsoft Cloud SaaS services, namely Office 365 and CRM Online. Office 365 services include Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, Skype for Business, and a collection of a few other services. Please check out the ExpressRoute webpage for details in the services offered on Microsoft Peering, the rules and restrictions, and prerequisites that you must complete before you turn on this peering. Since this is going to connect your network to the Microsoft network, and it is going to handle your email traffic and telephone calls, I would encourage you to make sure you have done your due diligence following the planning process described in the Office 365 Services Planning and Tuning page before you turn on this peering. Microsoft Peering is a bidirectional channel between your network and the Microsoft Cloud, so it is very important to make sure you have done the due diligence before proceeding further. For the sake of this demonstration, we'll be creating a Microsoft Peering between our lab environment and the Microsoft Cloud. We will need a few pieces of information before we proceed further. First thing is an autonomous system, or AS number, for your BGP session. You'll need a valid public AS number to establish your BGP session. I will also need a /29 subnet. Those provide the IP addresses for the interfaces. We will be configuring two BGP sessions. The BGP sessions are established over a VLAN, so you will need a VLAN ID as well. Since we are asking you to advertise your prefixes into the Microsoft network, we ask you to specify those prefixes so that we can set the right ACLs in the infrastructure to protect your environment, as well as ours from any potential security risks. You will also have to specify your AS number as the AS number used in routing registries. Finally, you will have to specify the routing registry your prefixes are registered in so you can do an automatic validation. If your IP addresses are not registered with the routing registry against the AS number, no worries. Once you create this peering, the circuit will go into validation needed state. You should be able to open a technical support case and complete the provisioning process. I will first walk you through the process of creating the peering, and then I will show you how to open a support ticket. For this demo, I will be using the AS number 394749. I'm going to use 64.191.192.240/30 as the primary subnet, and 64.191.192.244/30 as the secondary subnet. I'm going to use VLAN ID 152. I will be advertising 64.191.192.244/28 through this peering. You will have to determine the size of the prefix range that you will be advertising to us by looking at the Office 365 planning guide. This IP address is registered against the same AS number. This prefix is registered in Aaron. You can look at the list of routing registries that we support, and if it isn't part of any of these, just specify none. I'm not going to be using the optional parameter, which is a shared key, the MD5 hash for this BGP session. Once you save this configuration, we start configuring our routers. It takes a couple of minutes. Once this operation is completed, the BGP session will be successfully completed. Okay, it's been a couple of minutes, and once the provisioning is complete, you will see that your peering has been configured successfully and will have all of the parameters specified correctly and accepted. The provisioning state is configured. If the portal shows that your circuit is in validation needed state, you can open a support request to have your circuit validated. You must provide evidence to our support team to show that you own the prefixes, and our support team will be happy to have the peering configured for you. You can open a support ticket by selecting the support tab here in your portal. You'll be able to open a new support request for your subscription. You will have to say that you are having a technical issue. Specify the subscription that you are having an issue with, and pick ExpressRoute as the service you're having an issue with. You will have to provide a few more pieces of information before the support engineer will be assigned for this. You have a support plan you're going to use for this, and put minimal for the impact of this. You want to say this is basically a configuration and setup issue, and you essentially want to configure. If this is more of a connectivity issue, then you want to specify this as a Microsoft peering configuration issue and specify the details of how you own the IP address. You can provide attachments from your routing registry and so on, and a support engineer will be in contact with you to complete the provisioning process. Once you've entered all the details, you can submit the form and have a support engineer work on it and have the provision circuit done. I hope this was helpful. If you have further questions, please review our documentation. Thank you.